Solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform, and watch your business rise. Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot morning show where we help you unlock the value you already own. I'm your host, Chris Carolyn, here with my co-hosts, Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We are here every weekday to bring you HubSpot updates. How are we doing on this Friday, December 12th?
I'm excited to get started. We skipped yesterday because you were traveling and George and I can't go on without you, Chris. Ah! No, what actually happened is when you said no, it canceled the calendar invite. And then I was like, all right, day off.
Yep. There was much rejoicing in the town. No, I'm just kidding. Doing good. Chris, I'm curious. Believe it or not, I was thinking about you. I slacked you a couple times, like, hey, did you make it safe? You know, because traveling is traveling. And but my biggest question that I had for you this morning is, like, what's the weather like there? Is it warm? You don't look bundled up, brother.
I don't see you with a coat
and your gloves on this morning. Like, how what's it like there?
Yeah, it's 68. Right now, we're going to be 78 this morning or later today. Was a warm evening. Yeah, we're doing all right.
That's amazing. Much better than weekend, what we're doing.
Spending the weekend at a lower altitude before we go up to a higher one where I expect it will be a little bit colder, but the weather calendar is not suggesting as such. So we'll see. Verdict's still out.
Nice.
But yeah, as you rejoice for the day off, we get to rejoice with 15 updates.
Yeah, that was a little brutal. That was our bad in retrospect. Over.
Before we dive in, we've got a lot of stuff going on that we want to share, a lot of value being created that starts at the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. If you haven't been checking that out, we recap every show on the blog over there. Later today, we've got the HubSpot helpline with Casey, Jordan, Rob, and Kyle. Today, we want to share wins from the year to help people out with their HubSpot challenges. That's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. On LinkedIn Live, give us a call at 1-857-575-9526. Leave us a message, even if only we can just show off HubSpot calling and what Breeze does to summarize your message. Pretty cool. Leave us a message so that we can share your wins with the community. Also, cool new resource from Casey, HubSpot Holiday Prep Checklist that she'll be sharing later today. Next week, we're very excited. We've been talking a lot about how to better create unified customer views and create the space for all this new data and signals that are coming into HubSpot. We're going to be doing that next Wednesday with a live workshop. Very excited. Myself, Casey, Joshua Oakes, Clement Roat, Danielle Urban, and Riley Powell are all coming together to get it done inside of HubSpot. So very excited for that. And if you're interested, it's basically a culmination of this series we've been doing with Casey and Clemen, showing how to apply loop marketing throughout all 8 stages of the value path, because most of that is just preparing your portal effectively to put data in the right spots so your team can always know the context and timing of where humans are when they're trying to work with you. So we'll be sharing all that stuff after. We'll share links to that in the comments of wherever we're going to be published. But let's get into our 15 updates today.
Yeah, buddy.
Luckily, we've got some redos. So flexible CRM views, one of those. If you haven't been in there, it's time you take a look. Updates as of November 4th, 2025. We've rolled out several updates to make the index page more flexible and personalized. Calendar view now available across more objects. Streamlined tabs for better navigation. And fully customizable quick filters. Have you guys been enjoying that?
Oh, yeah. I love the... So here's what I'll say. If you don't have it in your portal yet, definitely go to this update. Go to the Loom video and watch the Loom video. But yes, this flexible CRM views are... It's pretty dope. It has caught me a couple times, like especially when I'm going to somewhere where I'm used to seeing like a pipeline. But then all of a sudden, like, it's a different view. And then I'm like, wait, I got to train my brain off of the old way to get to the actual, like, pipeline view. Because it's just different. It's different. But that being said, I'm not going to be the guy like, move my cheese. I'm going to be the guy like, hey, this is dope. I just got to get used to the new way.
Yeah. I just last night, I was making a new view for a client of mine. And I was just, like, kind of thinking, oh, my God, this is so much easier. Like, I just... Like I was just, all I was even doing was moving columns, but to think that we had previously, you had to like open up a whole separate like window kind of piece inside of HubSpot and add columns and remove them. It was just so much easier. It's really nice. It like with anything, it takes a little bit of like adapting. But
yeah.
And it's been, this week has been a good reminder of, it's not simply just, oh, this new thing is great. Like, go use it. I've been running some issues to the point where I've made like a, I had to create like a troubleshooting doc that I could share with the HubSpot team because I could not figure out what was happening with appointments specifically. I was moving between tabs in the index and I would go from seeing all of the appointments to seeing zero and then coming back and still seeing zero. And I was getting rid of the cookies. That getting rid of the cookies was the only way I could solve it. And I just got a response today that was basically reminding me of the fact that pipelines can be sticky across tabs.
Yep.
And now I'm feeling a little silly that I didn't think of that. I'm going to now go test to make sure later today. But she also said was, that stickiness of the pipelines was built for the world where it was just deals and tickets and only one kind of two kinds of views.
Yeah.
Right. And she asked, like, let us know if that world doesn't make sense anymore. Right.
Yeah.
Because we're using Gantt charts and calendar views. And so
can I say that it brings my heart great joy to hear you say that you feel silly. This coming from the guy that asked for about 2 weeks to get unlocked the projects, to only realize that I had to go into the data model and enable it myself. So At least I'm not the only one. And I say that because listeners, viewers, if you have these moments in HubSpot, trust me, you're not the only ones. Like, seasoned veterans who are in this stuff every single day have these moments of like, oh, okay, that just happened.
Yeah. And moments of like, well, clearly something must be wrong. Like, I'm going to go through this hour of troubleshooting to try and figure out something that if it wasn't for these new views, I would have known exactly what the problem was.
Yep. Yep.
Right. So learning for everybody. We've also got reCAPTCHA for live chat today. And what's changed since we've seen this a couple times? This is a private beta. reCAPTCHA is now enabled by default for new customer agent chat flows, while existing chat flows can still have reCAPTCHA enabled individually.
Go ahead.
You can now opt in to reCAPTCHA to protect against bots and spam in live chat.
And this matters because by implementing reCAPTCHA, you can reduce incoming chat volume from bots and spam. If you're using Customer Agent, this can minimize credit consumption from bots and spam. Is that what's changed new? Have we seen that little box before?
I think it's new since last time I read it.
I think that's literally like the blue represents Chris. Please read this on the podcast episode.
Stop complaining that all we did was change a period. This is what we
should. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mission accomplished. I also think the why does it matter might have changed. Because I don't remember the minimization of credit consumption.
Yeah.
Which is a very good point. And I can understand why this was implemented by default.
Which, by the way, was there always a and again, this is one of those moments where I'm being very vulnerable. Was there always a test my customer agent in the top right hand corner of the interface? Because I don't remember there being a test my agent button until like a week ago, but maybe I'm just insane, because that's another thing that I always was worried about with credit consumption, was like launching it and then going to a page and testing it, and you're literally paying credits to test it. But now, if it was there, sorry, if it wasn't there, it is now. Like, if you're testing your agent, just know at the top right-hand corner, there's now a button to test the agent and test the agent email, as we read, I think maybe 2 days ago or 3 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is rather new. Zach Hushin, who just did a hug at the New York area, his hug this week was about customer agents. So he was showing me some pretty cool test conversations that he was having.
I feel like there needs to be like an unboxing of customer agent again, just because now, especially when the beta comes out, a beta of the custom instructions, because I feel like customer agent with custom instructions is going to be like bonkers. Anyway, I'll shut up. We have a limited amount of time. We got a whole lot of updates.
Yeah, we're on update number 3. Hopefully nobody has a hard stop in 11 minutes. Let me know if you
or hopefully we start speaking quicker and saying less.
Breeze Assistant mobile app notifications. What is it? The Breeze Assistant mobile app now supports push notifications. The first use case that we are launching are activation tips delivered on a schedule over the user's first 2 weeks with the app that introduce the features of the app and encourage users to start new threads to explore these.
Why does this matter? Reason for development. Users struggle to understand Breeze Assistant's capabilities, reducing product adoption and effectiveness. This change helps users discover features, build usage habits, and act at the right moments by delivering timely, actionable notifications that increase engagement and prompt productive actions.
And hopefully prompt a little less, just to ignore the notification. Number 4, toll-free numbers in the U.S., private beta. What is it? Toll-free number acquisition for the United States.
There you go.
Wow. Wow.
This matters because toll-free numbers are valuable business-branded lines that provide low-cost options for customers and prospects to contact a business.
Casey's like, wait, Chris only said seven words. Is it my turn already?
I thought, obviously.
All right. Well, we've been needing that for the HubSpot helpline, so I'm excited.
For sure. That.
Number five, segment-powered knowledge vaults. This is live. What is it? Knowledge vaults now stay automatically in sync with the with selected HubSpot segments, active lists, ensuring the vault always contains up-to-date contacts, companies, deals, or tickets matching your criteria.
I like that. Why does it matter? Users need knowledge vaults that remain accurate and up-to-date without manual maintenance, eliminating the risk of stale or irrelevant information and ensuring AI assistants and agents always access the latest CRM data.
I feel like I want to keep going here. I know we're short on time, but how does it work? To create an active list-powered knowledge vault, users select the object type, contacts, companies, deals, tickets, choose an existing active segment, name and describe the vault, and optionally connect it to specific agents or assistants. The vault automatically includes records matching the active segment active list. No manual updates are needed. Only one segment active list can be linked per vault. And these vaults do not support adding files or other content. Interesting.
Very, very interesting.
I think it'll be nice when we're able to like do active for other things like content. So specifically, Chris, you helped me build an agent to help with my like top five posts. But I have to manually add every podcast episode to that. Like it would be great if there was like smart rules for content in the knowledge vaults as well. So excited to see where this like how this continues to expand is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, what I would love to hear somebody tell me is like what you're building that you don't need additional knowledge around and could be powered just by the knowledge inside of a segmented list, and also. If there is documentation, I'd love to see when I add that segmented list, like it's obviously, I would think, pulling data from properties, but is it also then pulling? Are we thinking it's pulling records from notes and like all of the stuff? Okay. Yeah. I'd love some like, if you're going to update this one in the future, the segmented powered knowledge vaults team, if you're listening to this, three or four use cases of this would be dope for mere mortal human HubSpot users.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I look forward to testing it out to seeing if it is restricted to those four objects. Because we know last week, or maybe earlier this week, you can now segment commerce objects.
Yep.
And that's the kind of thing, like, you put that kind of stuff in the hands of, like, the accounting team or other teams that might be coming into HubSpot, and they can just talk to their set of invoices. Like, that's going to be fun. Number six, Breeze Assistant can now query your custom event and app event data. What is it?
Wow.
Breeze Assistant can now query the custom website events and app events you've configured in your HubSpot portal.
Why does it matter? You can now get answers about these events directly from Breeze Assistant, helping you gain deeper insights into user behavior on your website and through your apps. Make data-driven decisions based on specific actions your customers are taking. Streamline your ability to answer important questions about your business using these additional data sources. This enhancement brings you closer to having a comprehensive view of all your HubSpot data through Breeze Assistant.
All right, HubSpot, now you're just getting stupid. My goodness gracious.
Smart.
I do. I'm just saying stupid with like the things that they're thinking about doing. It's like, wow.
Yeah. It's, I had a great conversation with Maggie Philbin last week, not live, because I'm doing a lot of stuff with the New Value First website. I'm like, all right, when does it make sense to put data into object records versus custom events versus it? And it really opened my mind to, and showed and told me the urgency of starting to leverage custom events in HubSpot.
Yeah.
Because if you want to get serious with signals and unified views, basically almost everything can be classified as a custom event in terms of like, if it's like a signal, if you could call it a signal. And she actually mentioned that the buyer intent, like signal infrastructure is built off of the custom events infrastructure.
Mm.
So, but even things like when pipelines change, like staging gates shifts, like those are events. And it's you really can design, you know, the world you want to live in terms of what kind of data you want to see and where you want to see it in HubSpot.
It's nuts. So,
very cool. And now you can get help from Brace when you do that. We've got expanded partner admin permissions. What is it? We've converted partner admin to a single consistent permission that ensures partners have reliable access to the tools they need across all customer accounts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why does it matter? Partners were frequently blocked from accessing critical features, forcing them to request permission changes mid-project or revert to super admin. Partner admin now provides consistent, comprehensive access so partners can deliver client work without interruption while maintaining appropriate security boundaries.
Gotta maintain those appropriate security boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
And enable your partners to actually do the things you're asking them to do. So,
yes,
thank you, HubSpot, for not making us have that awkward super admin conversation. New standard sandbox with improved production metadata and deploy to production for supported assets.
That's a long title.
With a long description.
I know. I was thinking I'm going to get what I want when a break.
One of the biggest challenges teams face is figuring out how to build and test new business processes without disrupting end users in production. Making changes directly in production can introduce errors, create rework, and cause data issues. With the new standard sandboxes, you get a safe environment that mimics the features and supported assets of your live account so you can build and validate new processes risk-free. And now a deploy to production feature to seamlessly deploy supported assets to your live portal without the need to manually recreate changes. Standard sandboxes can be used to safely define your CRM data model and orchestrate business processes using automation such as defining your data flow across your tech stack and testing automations using workflows that rely on forms, lists, automated marketing emails, and CRM object configurations to nurture leads or support your teams.
There isn't a why it matters in this one, but...
Yeah.
It matters. And it matters because of what you said at the beginning. Making changes directly in production can introduce errors, create rework, and cause data issues. So,
yeah, and I think take a look at Reid. The key is this is different than what we've read before. This is a new standard sandbox. Mm-hmm. They say here, important note, your current standard sandbox will be labeled as legacy standard sandbox in the user interface. Please note that work performed in your legacy standard sandbox cannot be deployed to production or to the new standard sandbox as it lacks the necessary technology to support reliable testing and deployments. And the legacy sandbox will be sunset on March 16th, 2026. So work to do if you've been living in legacy sandbox land. There's also a link to deploy supported assets here that you probably want to check out to make sure everything you're doing over there is supported to push live. Number 9, introducing custom assistance on Breeze Assistant mobile app. What is it? Custom assistants are tailored AI helpers that use your company's documentation and HubSpot data to deliver fast, accurate answers right inside the Breeze Assistant mobile experience. From onboarding bots that answer new employee questions to product experts trained on your knowledge base, these assistants bring focused, domain-specific help to your team, wherever they are. You can now switch between multiple assistants, like your default Breeze assistant and a dedicated custom assistant, each designed to serve a specific purpose.
Why does it matter? Custom assistants turn Breeze Assistant into an AI teammate that understands your business, your workflows, and your users. Sales teams can chat with an assistant trained on competitive battle cards or onboarding resources anytime on the go. People teams can offer instant support for employee FAQs without needing to manually answer the same questions. And marketing teams can upload campaign playbooks or brand guides and get quick help writing content that's always on brand.
This is kind of huge. Like, I just recently built what I'll call a qualifier assistant that like pulls from the internet and a bunch of different other things, and it knows exactly what to look at and then decides if it's like kind of this high, medium, low. Like very connect with them, sell them something. No, they're not really who we should be selling to. For a sales rep to now have that in their pocket while they're on the move. Gone.
Yeah. Now we just kind of find a way to get them to use this app.
Oh yeah. Well, so here's the thing. Because I'm starting to get this question asked of me a lot more than I had seen historically. And I don't know about you guys if you're getting this question, but like, what's the difference between Breeze and ChatGPT, and when should I switch? And I'm like, oh, so like there is a mindset that people are starting to have with this tool and it being in HubSpot and where it's kind of getting to now.
I think you switch whenever it's right for you, and you're only going to just figure out when it's right for you when you start using it and understanding how it works differently. But also, if you're not spending time configuring things like custom assistants and the segments that we talked about, again, it comes back to your data structure inside of HubSpot. If that's not in good shape, instead of scolding you, I'm just going to say keep using GPT. Like, that's going to be probably better for you because surely you're just giving it the spreadsheets and whatever else that has the real data in it. So whatever assistant you choose to use, it's got to have good context to help you out. So
yeah.
Next on the list, find unread threads and rename threads in Breeze Assistant mobile app. What is it? Now in Breeze Assistant mobile app, you can rename existing conversation threads. This makes it easier to find important previous threads that you want to return to. Additionally, if you navigate away from a thread while a message from Breeze Assistant is processing, you'll see a dot on the menu icon and in the thread list in the menu to indicate that there's an unread message for you. Finally, we've improved the reliability of threads, so even if you experience problems with your network connection on mobile, you're more likely to receive the message from Breeze Assistant successfully.
Why does it matter? Breeze Assistant automatically generates a thread name at the start of the conversation, which means that later context in the conversation isn't reflected in the name of the thread. Now you can change the name of the thread to one of your choice at any time. A lot of Breeze Assistant mobile app updates today, but I mean, it seems like basically just making it easier to use and more helpful.
Yeah. And I'm very excited for the ability to not lose track of a chat that's in process because I get a new notification comes in and I can't help but click on it and then immediately get horrified because I know that I just lost the chat. So that's very cool. And I don't know about you guys, but I always have these moments where I look back at the name of the thread and a moment of reflection where it's like, oh, wow, that's where we started? Man, we're not talking about anything like that now.
Yeah. So,
five more to go, maybe. see if I can hunt for the five. Here we go. Custom views on reports list and dashboards list is a new beta. What is it? New custom views on the reports list page help you quickly find and access reports using personalized filters and pinned tabs.
Why does it matter? As your report library grows, finding specific reports becomes challenging, leading to wasted time and inconsistent naming conventions. With custom views, you can organize reports and dashboards more effectively, filter and retrieve relevant reports and dashboards faster, and improve collaboration and reporting adoption across your team. This is kind of nice, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Some of that index experience coming over here. And I just love the fact that they are doing everything in their power to avoid giving you folders in reporting. Because
I'm sure I've said this on the show before, but I have one client that one time reached out to me and they said, can you delete every pipeline report that we have and just create a new one? Because they had so many different variations of pipeline reports because people couldn't find them. So they were just, everybody had their own pipeline. The reporting was inconsistent because someone's pipeline had this filter on it and someone else's had this one. I'm happy to see anything that helps kind of visibility because that just having a long list was ineffective for many users.
Yep. Very cool. See that progress. We've got replace analyze tabs on landing pages, website pages, target accounts, social, and blog. What is it? Custom dashboards replace the default analyze tab in landing pages, website pages, social media, blog, and target accounts.
Why does it matter? You can now tailor analytics to your specific needs, making insights more actionable and accessible. This allows you to view data most relevant to your role or team, access key metrics faster, improving your decision making, and increase your analytics adoption by customizing the view to your preference.
Artifacts on Breeze Assistant mobile app. All your Breeze Assistant content in one place. What is it? Artifacts is your new home for everything Breeze Assistant has created with you. From AI-generated images to other stuff, Artifacts makes it easy to find, review, and reuse your assistant's output right from your phone. Think of it as your mobile content command center, always organized, always accessible.
Why does it matter? Artifacts help you get more from every interaction with Breeze Assistant. Sales reps can revisit past content created or pitch decks and reuse them across similar accounts. Marketers can scroll through creative assets or campaign blurbs generated in the past chats and quickly customize or redeploy them. Everyone saves time by having a single place to find what Breeze created. No need to scroll through endless chat threads. It's smarter knowledge management built right into your AI assistant experience. Are artifacts a common term in the AI space for this?
Yeah, Claude has had artifacts since like the birth of anyway.
Max mentioned it on the morning show. He was like, I don't know if I've ever heard, like, he was like, I feel like a
yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. It's been a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. The fact that it's a thing in
Yeah. And it makes me think you can only create images right now since they can't add to that list. But yeah, most of the things that I've seen Breeze create are kind of in line, right? So interested to see this move forward. Also interested to see if they do this well, because I haven't been, I almost never click on the artifacts tab in Claude because it doesn't have all of the things that I know have been created, and I'm not sure exactly how it works yet. Also, if you create enough artifacts, it takes a long time to load. So, but yeah, it is something that would be super helpful. I can also almost see like creating an automatic like file space over in the file structure of HubSpot.
Right.
Might be a good idea.
Just maybe. And
maybe that's what's happening in the background, actually.
Maybe.
Restore property edits for bulk changes. What is it? Restore property edits lets you bulk restore recent changes made by workflows or imports.
Why does it matter? You need to protect your data integrity and quickly fix mistakes. Without this feature, reverting unwanted changes was time-consuming and required property history, exports, and imports. Now you can quickly identify and restore recent property changes, maintain data accuracy without leaving HubSpot, and reduce downtime and improve efficiency in managing your CRM data. I love this update. I have a custom lead source property on a lot of the accounts I work in. And that's something when we import data, we like to check the checkbox like do not overwrite. However, it's very easy to forget to check that checkbox. So on more than one occasion, I've had to like, I've done the import and then I've been immediately like, oh shit, I forgot to check that box, overwrote everyone's lead source data and had to like do that whole manual export import. So this is like, this is great.
Indeed. And for now, it is only available for HubSpot Enterprise customers with super admin permissions.
And last, I wonder if partner permissions are included or if that's super admin.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I'm immediately like, wait.
Form submissions on the company record. Company records now display form submissions from all associated contacts on the activity timeline.
Why does it matter? When evaluating companies' engagement, you need visibility into all the touch points across the organization. Instead of checking individual contact records, you can now view all form submissions from associated contacts in one place, saving time and giving you a complete picture of company level interest. When Kyle came back from paternity leave, he was asking about like which updates we were most excited about. And I actually mentioned this one specifically. I do most of my work is in B2B. And this is just a really nice layer of visibility for most of my clients.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. And another way to remind you that all your contacts are not associated properly to your companies. When you don't see the ones you expect to see on this record. So associations, folks, get them right, and you will have the visibility that you are yearning for.
Yeah.
We did it. 38 minutes, too. That's not 39.
It's not terrible.
Not terrible.
Remember, folks, you probably already own the value you are looking for in HubSpot, and you just need to wake up to it. Join us next week. Actually, join us later today on the HubSpot Helpline.
Yeah.
With Kyle Jepson and Rob Jones joining three of us, talking about HubSpot wins from the community, just to help with your challenges. Give us a call and leave us a message, or join us live. That's actually our favorite thing. And leave comments so that we can share your wins with others. And until next week, you can join us at 7:30 a.m. or catch any episode on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm still George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Everybody have a great day.
Customer platform, it's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your business rise. Wake up, wake up. The platform's waiting for you. Wake up, wake up. See what your system can do. Mm-hmm.